are here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., and we are here with Star One Credit Union's Marguerite Mucker. How are you, Marguerite?
I'm doing good.
I love that name, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It sounds really good, rolling off the tongue. Yeah. So how are you? How's the conference going for you?
The conference is going well. Yeah, it's good. My first time at the GAC.
Wow, yes. Congratulations. Well, yeah. And welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And it's fascinating. A lot to see, a lot to absorb. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to go hike the hill tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people, that's going to be the big deal. Wear comfortable shoes is what I hear.
Yes.
Wear some comfortable shoes.
Definitely.
And count your steps on your Apple Watch.
Yes. So I will exceed my goal.
Oh, good. All right. You probably already exceeded it today with all the stuff going on around here.
Yeah.
So it's good stuff. It's all fun. Hey, the main topic we're talking about here is how to promote or provide a better digital value proposition for digitally savvy consumers. So what are you guys doing at your credit union to kind of promote this thought or this philosophy?
So, to start off, you had to look at your existing systems and see if it met the needs that our members expect.
Okay.
And if the vendor was willing to improve it to meet what we wanted for the system. So we did that, and the current member wasn't as flexible as we liked it to be. So. We actually did a conversion back in October. To did online banking conversion. We already had mobile with the vendor that we converted to, which is Typhoon, and we did an online banking conversion.
Okay.
So, and with that platform, it's a digital platform, and with that we bring the same functionalities that we had. We had more functionality in our mobile app than we did in online banking.
Well, wait a minute. It should be the other way around, right?
Yes. Ours was the reverse. And then members ask how come I can do it in mobile and not in online. And there's still, you know, I want to say with our members, there's probably 60% that do online banking and 40% that do mobile. So we still, you know, the online banking still outweighs mobile. So we wanted that online banking channel to be just as good as our mobile. And to serve our members better. And that's what, you know, what we did. And we think we have a fantastic new platform. Provides a lot of new functions, a lot of information for members that they previously weren't able to see. Mm-hmm. So we believe in giving our members as much access as they can.
I see two lessons right there off the bat. It's like, okay, don't have your online banking and your mobile reversed as far as capabilities go, and then have them matching their capabilities once you get them both set. So, and it sounds like that's what you guys did.
Yes,
so.
So I think we have a good platform. I think we're set to now look forward into the future and kind of say, okay, what is the next step now?
Yeah, is the next step?
Well,
speaking of which, I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, you're not, because the next step is voice banking. We are looking at that. We saw a beta and we love it. And so we're actually moving forward, and maybe in 2 months or so, we may have it.
Really?
Yes.
So is this kind of like asking Alexa or Siri, okay, can you transfer $50 to my checking account type of thing?
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I want to make a transfer. I want to make my mortgage payment and just use voice banking to do your transaction.
Okay.
And
I think it's
really cool. You know, we're out in Santa Clara County, Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah. I know
where
that is.
So, you know, Google is right next door and Apple. So, you know, our members have a lot of those
got
devices.
A little expectations there in that neighborhood. Definitely.
Yes.
What do you do at Star One, by the way? I should ask you that right
at
the top of the show. I'm sorry.
I'm EVP of operations.
Makes sense to me.
Any place the member touches our credit union, it falls under my
All right. Well, it sounds like they're in good hands because have a firm grip on what's going on up there. So where else can we take this? I mean, because you're talking voice banking. Where are we going to go from there? Is there more artificial intelligence involved?
Well, that's,
we're hearing a lot of that.
You know, and so do we, right? It's AI is big data, data analytics. Mm-hmm. So we are, and this is part of all this big conversion, moving to a new vendor, is to get that the insight in our members' transaction and behavior. So we better understand what the members are doing so we can provide other services to them. So we're definitely looking at it. We don't have an AI solution, technically speaking. But, you know, first, we really try to understand our members' transactions. So it's data analytics, trying to understand how they're using us, you know, why they're using mobile versus online, what transactions they're doing and what channel, right? Because a lot of members have both. but some gravitate towards online more and some towards mobile.
Yeah, so I do very different things online, mobile, I suppose. Yeah.
So we really want to understand what it is that they're doing and maybe why they're doing it, right? To get that insight. Why are they using online banking for this transaction, but everything else is in mobile, right?
Yeah.
So just really trying to understand our members' behavior and transaction and learn from that.
So fascinating.
See where we're going to go from there.
All right, wrap up question here. Yes. I'll get you off the hot seat here. What do you want to learn here at GAC? What do you want to achieve here and take back to your credit union? Is there anything in particular that is kind of interesting to you and that you can use?
Is it is it more about the conference?
What you're learning here, or is there anything maybe in a breakout session or talking with somebody? Or
yeah, I think networking is really great, right? Because you learn a lot by talking to each other.
Yeah.
So some of it is lessons learned. Or how are you doing this? How is it working for you, right? Mm-hmm. To really learn and share information. Yeah. And credit unions are good about
That's the beauty of this industry. Yes. You can talk to your neighbor and go, hey, what's working, what's not?
Right,
so.
And I think that is one of the things that I enjoy the most.
Yeah. Very cool. Great message to end on. Marguerite, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done. Yeah. Good job. Keep up the good work there, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Good job.